Could better tech change the wildfire scenario in California? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood. Last week, more than 700,000 people and businesses in Northern California lost power as part of planned blackouts aimed at reducing the risk of wildfires. The state's largest utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, has been blamed for sparking previous deadly fires. So the company cut power to areas it saw as most vulnerable during a period of dry, windy weather. The overall effort was chaotic, according to people whose power was cut off, and even the utility itself. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has covered California wildfires and their aftermath extensively. He says there are alternatives that could prevent this kind of disruption in the future.
Two options are microgrids, which are, instead of having this kind of vast array of electricity connections and, you know, power generation that from miles away, there are communities that have their own generation, their own solar, their own gas, their own storage, to be able to power either, you know, starting off with where we are right now, critical functions like fire stations and hospitals, and eventually even entire communities. Or the other thing that we've seen develop is what we typically refer to as rooftop solar, which is basically solar arrays and now often with storage that can go onto people's homes and provide power to them directly.
Well, all this seems like a potentially huge business opportunity. I mean, how much money are we talking about here that could be invested in these kinds of alternatives?
Well, you know, the rooftop solar industry and some environmental groups, they have goals that are anywhere from up to, I would say, about a quarter of the entire generation in California. Technically, there are reports that California could power, you know, just every home and business that had the right kind of roof for it and the right access to sun, that as much as 75% of the state could be powered by them. I mean, that's probably not realistic. But, you know, we're already seeing companies market off of this opportunity. I got a press release from a rooftop solar company almost as soon as the first power shutoffs were announced this month, which is just, you know, touting the benefits of like, hey, here's an alternative to being on the grid and potentially having your power shut off.
Are there any technical barriers to rolling out more of these alternatives?
Yeah, the key word there is more. So we can roll out this technology right now. But there's sort of a question of how does the rest of the system interconnect? If everybody has their own rooftop solar array, for instance, that creates new challenges for the electric grid that we already have, the legacy one that we all rely on. In addition to that, one reason that utilities often look at these kinds of distributed generation as a threat is because the more people that have, you know, a rooftop solar array and aren't paying for their electricity from the utility or aren't paying as much, the less money there is to upkeep that transmission system that the rest of us rely on.
Ben Bradford is a reporter at Marketplace. And now for some related links. Another reason rooftop solar panels aren't a perfect solution, they don't necessarily work during a blackout. According to Bloomberg, most rooftop panels are designed to supply electricity to the grid rather than the house they're sitting on. So if that grid is shut down, the system doesn't work. The workaround? You need batteries. One executive expects those sales to take off after last week's outages. And California produces more solar power than any other state, often more than it can use in a day. The Los Angeles Times looked at how an oversupply might actually be a good thing. That's all at marketplacetech.org. I'm Amy Scott, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.